Okay, well, first of all, heart failure is a progressive condition where the heart weakens and cannot pump blood efficiently for the needs of the body. And diastolic heart failure occurs when the heart muscle becomes too stiff and fails to properly relax after each heartbeat.
With your research project, what is the problem that you're trying to address?
We're trying to study diastolic heart failure. We will be studying diastolic heart failure. And we're assembling a team of researchers across the healthcare spectrum to develop new therapies for diastolic heart failure.
What happens now for people?
Well, right now, the diagnostic criteria for patients with diastolic heart failure is quite poor. We know very little about the disease, and the treatments that we're using have been tested primarily on patients with another form of heart failure called systolic heart failure. And those aren't as efficacious in patients with diastolic heart failure. So this is an area that clearly needs or could benefit from additional research.
Do you have any idea how many people across the province suffer from this?
About 80,000 Albertans have heart failure, and 40 to 50% of those have diastolic heart failure.
So what is it that you're planning to do now with your research program?
Well, what we're trying to do is obviously develop new diagnostic criteria and treatment strategies for patients with heart failure. We want to establish ourselves as world leaders in diastolic heart failure research. And what we're trying to do is, by bringing this team together, we are trying to make rapid progress in better defining what diastolic heart failure is, understand what causes it, and again, to develop new methods to clearly diagnose and eventually develop effective treatments for this condition.
Who all is involved in the research project?
So we have a number of researchers and clinicians and healthcare professionals across the province. There's 23 of us from a number of disciplines, and we are bringing with us our own unique interests and are able to look at diastolic heart failure from a number of different perspectives.
So is it just centered at the University of Alberta, or do you have other agencies involved?
It's both the University of Alberta and University of Calgary that we're primarily working out of, although we will be engaging the rural community as well.
And I understand that you're inviting the public to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a patient-centric approach to research. We're bringing in patients. We need approximately 1,000 heart failure patients to enroll in our program across the province. And we need to ask them to see themselves as partners in research, not just as research subjects. So we're very, very enthusiastic about launching this program and looking forward to working with these individuals with heart failure and gaining as much information as we can about this condition, and ultimately trying to understand this and develop treatment strategies for patients with diastolic heart failure.
For those who get involved, what will they have to do?
We'll be providing or performing a variety of different tests on these individuals, right from echocardiography to cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, to exercise tests, to tests on their vascular function. We'll be taking and collecting blood samples and storing that blood, where we can have maybe identify biomarkers of the disease, which might indicate ways to diagnose the disease. We'll be also collecting genetic material, looking for maybe genetic predispositions to this condition. So there'll be a number of additional tests that will be performed on these patients. And all that information will also be fed back to the basic researchers, where we can develop animal models of diastolic heart failure and try to use those models to test potential new therapies for diastolic heart failure.
For people who are interested, how do they get in touch?
Well, I mean, I think right now this is just to let the public know that there is a new program. Most likely, originally, we'll be looking at patients who are already coming into the hospital with heart failure. They will be approached by research coordinators asking them to take part in our program. So we're just, again, letting the public know and our colleagues know that this program has been launched, and we're ready to start working on this important area.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Okay, well, thank you.